What's up, everyone? Alex here, AJNashville.com. I know people are probably sitting here saying, wow, we get this 2 weeks back to back. You know, it's been some time. We used to put this thing out pretty consistently, and it's funny because today my schedule ran a little bit tighter than I thought it would, and so I've been running around, not because my schedule wasn't planned properly, but because things were scheduled a little closer than I expected them to be. Things ran over. So I guess you could say that my schedule wasn't planned properly. But what I want to touch on today isn't about my schedule. What I want to talk about today is a concept that a lot of us need to be well aware of. And that's, if it's not you, then who, right? And the thought behind that process is this. Oftentimes, we set goals. We say we're going to do things. We tell people we're going to do them, and then we find excuses for the reasons why we don't do them. Sometimes it's limiting beliefs. Sometimes it's a thought process that, hey, you know what? I can't do that. I don't even know why I set that goal. I should have never set it. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. And then the other aspect of it is just you want me to be blunt, and I warned everybody before, and I'll warn you again, this will contain some foul language. So if you're listening with young people around, you may want to stop this podcast now. That being said, some people are just fucking lazy, right? You tell people you want to do something, you intend on doing it, and then an obstacle stands in the way and you immediately give up on that dream, give up on that hope, and go back to being the person you were before you made that commitment. I use this analogy quite a bit, and that's the world is like hiking up a mountain. And up this mountain, there are hikers. Those are the people that are progressively making their way through life. They're elevating. They're going to the next level. Every now and then they slide back. Every now and then they slide way back, but they continue to move. And then along the way, you'll see trees. Trees are the people that are okay with being okay. And there's nothing wrong with trees. The world needs trees. Trees are people that are just saying, hey, you know what? I'm happy. I don't need to pursue this thing any further. I'm good being right here, and that is okay. I need to make that specifically clear. Not everybody is out there trying to conquer the next big thing, right? Not everybody is out there trying to be the next Elon Musk or someone like that. People are okay with finding a place in life and saying, this is where I want to be. There's enough sunshine, there's enough water, and I get to see people as they go by, and I'm content with being there, and that's okay too. But if you consider yourself one of those hikers, and you allow yourself to make excuses on why you're not going to the next level, that falls on you, right? Because there's opportunity in the world for people to give what I call hand ups. Those are the people that you surround yourself with that maybe have reached a little bit higher of a level than you're currently at, and they're willing to help you arrive to the next place. But they can only do it if you take action. Those of you that know me know that I coach quite a few people. And sometimes there's people that will sit there and listen but never take action and then wonder why they're in the same spot they were in when they first started the journey. And I can tell you why, because the world doesn't give a shit about your time. The world is going to continue to progress and to move forward regardless if you're pursuing your goals or not. The time is going to tick. I just watched the second hand tick again. It doesn't give a shit if I need it to pause or not. It will continue to move. And in most cases, we'll look back a year from today and say, I wish I would have started that thing, that fitness journey, that journey of opening my own business, that journey of being self-employed, that journey of being a successful real estate agent, a successful loan officer. Whatever that journey is, time doesn't care. It will continue to progress and continue to move. And we talked about time in the last podcast. If you didn't listen to the last podcast, please go back and listen to it. We talked about time and being very intentional with that time and using that time to progress, using that time to pursue. And it doesn't always have to be business, right? That's what everybody messes up on, is they think it's all about making money, business, moving forward in my profession, being the best at my profession. But it's not all about that, because what does any of that matter if we don't progress in life as a whole? What does it matter if we're not providing the people around us with the things that they also need to thrive? You know, it's funny because some of the most successful people I talk to, and I get an opportunity to surround myself with some pretty successful people. And there's no secrets, right? They'll tell you how to get exactly where it is they are. And some will even share ideas on how to get further than they want to be. And why? Because they understand that once upon a time, they needed somebody to guide them as well. And one of the most humbling things you can ever do, I had a gentleman the other day. He looked to me and he said, "Hey, will you be my mentor? I need a mentor. I don't currently have one and I need one." And there's nothing more flattering in life than knowing that you've achieved something that somebody is looking at and saying, "Hey, I want to arrive to where he's currently at." And where I'm currently at in a year from now won't be where I am then. I will continue to pursue and continue to climb up the mountain, right? And we don't know where the mountain ends. If we did, we could say Elon Musk is at the top of that mountain. That's the only place we have to arrive to achieve the things that we want to achieve. But here's the other thing. We don't know that his side of the mountain is filled with the happiness that he wants, right? I find myself in many situations sitting there second guessing some of the things that I decide to do because of the other things of happiness that I can provide myself with if I don't do those things. And I've gotten to a point in life being 41 years old. I know everyone's sitting here like, golly, he's old. He doesn't sound that old, but he's old, right? And I start to pick and choose the things I really want to do. Those of you that are loan officers that are listening, you surrender all your time to anybody who is willing to take the time without thinking about what you're going to do with your time. And in fact, we sacrifice all of our time and let people utilize that time without the thought process of, what am I doing this for? So earlier at the beginning of the podcast, I said, if not you, then who? That's right. When we set goals, when we say we're going to achieve them, we're going to do things, and we're not willing to do the work that it takes to do that, somebody else will do it for you. And they will achieve and receive the rewards that come with that, right? And so if not you, then who? Why even bother setting the goals if we're not even going to move forward on them? Why bother dreaming if you're not going to try to accomplish the dreams? You realize that in life, there is nothing that you cannot achieve with the right efforts. Nothing you cannot achieve with the right efforts, right? Now, somebody's going to say, well, I want to be a unicorn and I can't become a unicorn no matter what the efforts are. Yes, you're right, but stop being a jackass and taking things out of proportion, right? I'm talking about the successes that you want to have in life. The things like being able to spend unlimited time with your family when you choose to versus when you are allowed to. When your career says you can have 2 weeks off this year, go enjoy it with your family. Or when your boss says, hey, it's Memorial Day, you can go spend time with your family, right? The ability to choose, that's true wealth in my definition. The ability to choose the things you want to do. And I look through the places I've been in life and the places I want to go and the places that I'm at, and I continue to want to grow, and I continue. There's always a struggle, right? People think when you arrive to a certain place, the struggle goes away. It doesn't go away. In fact, in a lot of cases, it gets bigger. Imagine being in a position where you're the CEO of a company that employs hundreds of people, and you have to make a decision that's going to influence and impact all those people that you work with. You think that's easier than just being the person that works for that company? With those goals, those ideas, those growth pieces, those things in our life comes more responsibility. And you have to ask yourself, am I willing to take this on? If it's not you, then who? Somebody will, right? You ever heard the guy that's sitting there and he's joking around with his buddies? He's like, yeah, man, 5 years ago, I thought of that thing right there. That thing they call a smoke detector. I was sitting in my garage and I said, we should come up with an alarm that makes noise when a fire goes off. And if I would have went and pursued that, I'd be a millionaire right now. You're right. But you didn't. And now you're sitting around a campfire talking about shit you never did. Right? We hear people say that and do that a lot. We hear people say, you know what? If I would have started lifting weights a year ago, I would look like that person now. But you didn't. Because it took too much effort. Because when things started getting tough, you quit. That's right. You quit. It's your choice what you decide to do. And when you get close to quitting, I want you to ask yourself, if not me, then who? Who is it that's going to provide for my family? Who is it that is going to achieve my goals if I'm not willing to put in the work to achieve them myself? Who is going to do it? If not me. When you find yourself willing to give up and willing to quit, and you ask yourself that question, and the answer is nobody. And you're not the one committed to doing it. That is the point where you arrive to a position of becoming that tree that we talked about. But it's not the tree that arrived there and that stayed there because it was happy. It was the tree that just happened to find a place to grow, and that's where it sat stagnant with regrets and always wishing it would have done something different. Don't become that tree. Life, time, everything is limited. There's no man, no woman in this world that is better than you as a human being. They just have more commitment to accomplish the things that they are passionate about. So what if it takes you longer to achieve the goals that you set for yourself? So what if the goals that you wanted to accomplish years ago are goals you never accomplished? You still have time until we don't, right? And so when you commit to pursuing something, commit all the way. For those students of mine that are listening to this, that I coach, that I work with, that I train, no one's going to get the job done but you. We can teach you everything in this world, and until you implement the things you've been taught, you will never achieve the things you want. If not you, then who? Thanks for tuning in.